The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining me on 104.5 FM. You folks are just really special. You are. I appreciate all of our 104.5 FM listeners and those of you that are streaming and those of you who listen later to the podcast, those of you who come to the wordcolumbus.com later in the day or later in the week and listen, you are greatly appreciated. Let me just pull up the Salvation Army real quick. I haven't looked since the beginning of the program. The last time I looked, it was just incredible news, and it still is. $12,802.54. We are $4,800 over our goal. We are $200 away from $13,000. I don't think any of us anticipated or expected this kind of outpouring of love and compassion and generosity and sacrifice. Hey, listen, I always expect incredible compassion and generosity from this audience, but folks, you have even surprised me. So again, thank you. 89 of you have dropped money in the Salvation Army kettle, and thank you. It's very possible now that we could hit $13,000. $200 more. If you want to help, if you have not given yet, just go to thewordcolumbus.com and click on the red kettle and drop in whatever amount God lays on your heart. Yesterday, part of the big news, the two big news stories yesterday, one was the Electoral College voted and confirmed Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. It's not what I wanted. It's not what millions of Americans wanted. But it looks like that is the way it's going to be. It does. Could something happen on January 6th? It could. It's highly, highly, highly unlikely. So that was big news yesterday. And 4 years ago, when Hillary Clinton was yelling and screaming and shouting that the election had been stolen from her and it was an illegitimate election, and all of us were saying, Hillary, just go away. The Electoral College has spoken. That was us 4 years ago. I realize circumstances are different and there were so many irregularities in this election. I got that. Needs to be investigated. It really does. And before 4 years pass and we have another presidential election, we've got some major changes we need to make. All right. Enough of that. The other big news yesterday was that William Barr had resigned. And let me say this. From everything I know about Bill Barr, he has been an exceptional attorney general. He's been a good attorney general. He has been loyal to the president. He has upheld the law. He is pro-life. Pro-liberty, pro-religious freedom and liberty, I think he's done an exceptional job. And in politics, it takes us about 30 seconds to forget what we have said about a personal, an individual. In this case, you know, a month ago, almost every conservative in America was singing the praises of Bill Barr. He's a great boy. He's a great attorney general. He's a true conservative. That was a month ago. And then we found out that the Department of Justice knew about the Hunter Biden investigation, didn't say anything about it because they didn't want to impact the election, which, by the way, is a policy of the Department of Justice. In the end, Attorney General Bill Barr was following the law. He was. Okay, so anyway, a little over a month ago, conservatives were in love with Bill Barr, and then we found out about the Hunter Biden thing, and then Bill Barr came out and said, hey, we've investigated, and we have not found enough fraud and irregularities to change the outcome of the election. And all of a sudden, he was evil. He needed to be dumped. He needed to be fired. I had so many friends on Facebook that just, you know, 2 months ago, they were singing the praises of Bill Barr, and now he's got horns, and he is the devil himself. Let's try not to be so fickle. Anyway, I read today his resignation letter, and it's very impressive. Let me read at least a portion of it to you. This is the resignation letter sent to the president yesterday from Attorney General Bill Barr. I'll skip the first paragraph. It's basically an introduction. Then he says, I am greatly honored that you called on me to serve your administration and the American people once again as Attorney General. I am proud to have played a role in the many successes and unprecedented achievements you have delivered for the American people. Your record is all the more historic because you accomplished it in the face of relentless, implacable resistance. Your 2016 victory speech, in which you reached out to your opponents and called for working together for the benefit of the American people, was immediately met by a partisan onslaught against you in which no tactic, no matter how abusive and deceitful, was out of bounds. The nadir of this campaign was the effort to cripple, if not oust, your administration with frenzied and baseless accusations of collusion with Russia. Few could have weathered these attacks, much less forge ahead with a positive program for the country. You built the strongest and most resilient economy in American history, one that has brought unprecedented progress to those previously left out. You have restored American military strength. By brokering historic peace deals in the Mideast, you have achieved what most thought impossible. You have curbed illegal immigration and enhanced the security of our nation's borders. You have advanced the rule of law by appointing a record number of judges committed to constitutional principles. With Operation Warp Speed, you delivered a vaccine for coronavirus on a schedule no one thought conceivable, a feat that will undoubtedly save millions of lives. During your administration, the Department of Justice has worked tirelessly to protect the public from violent crime, worked closely with leaders in Mexico to fight the drug cartels, crack down on China's exploitation of our economy and workers, defended competition in the marketplace, especially the technology sector, and supported the men and women of law enforcement who selflessly and too often thanklessly risk their lives to keep our communities safe. Those are the words of outgoing Attorney General Bill Barr. A class act. An absolutely class act. I realize a lot of conservatives are really upset with him because they didn't dig deep enough. They didn't think into election irregularities. I get that. I understand that. And the whole Hunter Biden thing, the more I read, And the more I understand, Attorney General Barr's hands were tied because of Department of Justice policy about investigations and their inability, their prohibition to reveal those investigations before an election. So it looks like Bill Barr was following the letter of the law, as we would expect the Attorney General to do. He was a good choice. He served well. And in spite of some stinging criticism from the president himself, he went out with class, praising his boss. We could all learn from that.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
How radical is the far left? Well, here is an example. A transgender activist known as Xenia Jones. I've never heard of her. Evidently, in the transgender community, she's pretty popular. She has a podcast, you know, and isn't it weird? There is good to it. There's bad. Today, anybody can do a podcast. And in some ways, that's really good. Everybody has a voice, you know. But for $30 or $40, you can get all the equipment you need to do a fairly professional podcast. You don't need any experience. You don't need any knowledge. You don't need any maturity to put out a podcast that could have thousands of followers. I mean, this is unprecedented. This has never happened before. You know, throughout history, you had to have some experience, credibility. You know, you had to have some cred, whether it was street cred or whether it was educational cred. But today, and by the way, there are some really good podcasts out there. There are some really wacky ones. And unfortunately, the wacky ones often get more attention than the really good ones. And we have adopted this attitude that if a person has a podcast, they must know what they're talking about. Having a podcast means, you ready for this? Here is what having a podcast means. It means you have a podcast. It says nothing about your experience, your knowledge, your wisdom. It says nothing. And so anyway, pardon me for chasing that rabbit, but Xenia Jones is a transgender activist, and she has a podcast, and she is publicly advocating for a policy. Get this. You ready? Xenia Jones is advocating for a national mandatory policy in America that would put all children on puberty blockers until they could decide for themselves their own gender. Say what? Puberty blockers for every child born in America. Put them on puberty blockers until they are old enough to decide for themselves whether they're really a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. Her real last name is McNamara. And she said that since children already were consenting to the permanent and irreversible changes that come naturally through puberty. Now think about this reasoning. Think about her logic. She said, and again I'm quoting, since children already were consenting to the permanent and irreversible changes that come naturally through puberty. Now wait a minute. If it comes naturally, and she is admitting that it comes naturally, how is it that the children were consenting to something that is natural? Such is the twisted and evil logic of many on the left. So let me begin that paragraph again. Since children already were consenting to the permanent and irreversible changes that come naturally through puberty, they should be allowed to legally consent to puberty-blocking hormone treatments as well. Now, anybody with any common sense would say, that's ludicrous. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. On one hand, you're talking about something that comes naturally, and then you're talking, on the other hand, about something that is absolutely, totally, completely unnatural, puberty blockers, and this whack job puts them in the same category. And that's why the left is so incredibly dangerous. They defy common sense, and they certainly defy science. Now, let me go back to the election, okay? If Joe Biden is inaugurated in January and actually becomes our next president, we need to pray like crazy that he will not listen to the radical left. He already has listened to a lot of the radical left, but the people that the president surrounds himself with is so important. I've said this before, and I believe it. The second term of George W. Bush was so totally different from the first term. I think the first term of George W. Bush was great. Second term, not so much. Why? Because in his second term, he surrounded himself with a bunch of moderate social justice spiritual advisors. Look at the advisors that Obama surrounded himself with. And look at the advisors that Donald Trump surrounded himself with. Yeah, we need to pray.